A Proper Proposal, written by Lumelio and read by Flower Parish. This is a Hobbit fic, rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Feely/Ori. Tagged, Fluff, Dwarf Courting, Alternate Universe, Everybody Lives, Nobody Dies. Summary. Feely wants to do everything properly. Ori deserves only the best, after all. Feely was raised to be proper before he knew what propriety was. It was inevitable, really, coming from a family such as his. He was the heir of Thorin from the line of Durin, and even in exile, his people paid close attention to how he conducted himself. Some youthful wildness could be forgiven, of course, but when it came to the things that mattered, his uncle and mother both made sure he knew exactly what was expected of him. One of the things that mattered the most, of course, was his heart and how to go about offering it to someone, should he choose to. Keely was taught much the same, but he was the younger and bore less of the burden. It was just as well, really, as Feely could not have denied his brother any happiness, certainly not this. Feely was never taught he should wait to confess, but that was the lesson he took nevertheless. His mother might have married in exile, but her love was now long gone, and besides, she had been the younger child. Thorin, though, bore their people upon his shoulders even though he had no crown to his head, and never saw it proper to place that burden on anyone else. This was the example Feely wanted to follow, at least as long as they were in exile. Until they had their mountain back, the name of Durin was nothing but a burden, a responsibility he did not have the means to fulfill. It was a burden he was glad to bear, if only to slightly ease his uncle's worries, but he could not in good conscience wish it upon anyone else, certainly not someone he professed to love. Now, though, they had their mountain, and he had more to offer than sleepless nights and endless duty. Perhaps gold and gemstones were not all there was. He certainly did not want to fall to the trap of dragon sickness that his uncle had barely escaped, but at least he hoped the material comfort might make up for some of the hardship. Feely wasted no time after the battle was over in finding a small smithy that was more or less intact. It wasn't like he needed much, just proper light and some jeweler's tools, and the smaller workrooms had gone mostly ignored by Smaug. He might not have had much free time at his disposal, not when injuries needed tending and homes rebuilding and decisions making besides, but whenever he could steal away a moment, he would find his peace in the fine work and the dreams he was etching into glittering stone. There were other things to settle as well, of course, other formalities he needed to observe. He asked his uncle for blessing first of all, for permission to take a few small gemstones from the hoard for his goals. Thorin's eyes were soft as he nodded, words eluding him for the moment, but the way he gazed at the dozing hobbit curled up in a chair next to his sickbed spoke more than any number of words could have. Perhaps Feely was not the only one who had been afraid of burdening others. He never told Keely, not in so many words, but then he never had to. His brother probably knew of his intentions before Feely himself had formed the thoughts. Keely always was annoying like this, but at least he let Feely come to the decision on his own. There was some teasing, of course, but for once, Keely kept it all private, not wanting to ruin his plans. Apparently, even Keely understood not everyone wished to go about their love in such straightforward manner, with pretty elves and bags of walnuts. He only spoke to Balin briefly, wished to make sure he had the words and the lineages right. His old teacher nodded with satisfaction, then again as Feely showed him the beads and the runes engraved on them. That was a relief. It would have been torture to postpone his confession any longer just to make new beads, though Feely would have done so without hesitation. He wished to do this with all propriety, after all. A proper dwarven proposal, Feely remembered his mother teaching them long before they knew what love was not for private corners and darkened tunnels. If a dwarf was true in his love, he should have no fear of making his offer in front of everyone, even knowing that a rejection was still possible. A dwarf only loves once and for all time, and if you could not gamble your happiness on one offer before all, you hadn't found your love yet. He wondered if this was proper enough, then, walking in with the company gathered for breakfast with various guards and guests milling about. Even Thorin had made it out of his bed for this, too stubborn to lie down another day, for all that he was still far from recovered from his injuries. Everyone turned their eyes to Feely, though whether it was because he was dressed in his best or because he was so late for breakfast, he didn't know. Uncle. He bowed briefly in the direction of Thorin's seat. I beg your pardon to interrupt the meal. This certainly brought a hush over the lively event. His words were far too formal for such a casual gathering, even with the king in attendance, but then that was the point. Feely wanted to show he was serious, that he was following all tradition and propriety, because the one who held his heart deserved nothing less. Thorin's eyes twinkled in a rare hint of amusement, though he kept his face mostly serious. You have my leave, sister son. My thanks. With a deep breath, Feely then turned to look at the true target of his intentions. Ori was staring at him with wide eyes, flanked as usual by two protective brothers. Feely walked closer, but stopped a few strides away, half because he wasn't entirely sure Nori wasn't planning on sticking a knife in his gut if he got too close. Ori, of the House of Rhi, of the line of Durin, I wish for a moment of your time, if you will. It was a bold statement, acknowledging the connection of the Rhi to Durin's line, but it was true enough. He had both his uncle's and Balin's permission anyway. There was no shame in the House of Rhi, certainly not after the quest. Ori looked even more befuddled, but nodded. Then, at a nudge from a very serious Dori, he flushed and hurried to speak. Of course. Feely nodded. I am Feely, son of Dis, of the line of Durin. I am the heir of Thorin Oakenshield, king under the mountain. I stand beside the throne of Erebor as I stood in her defense. Obvious, perhaps, but it was proper to state his worth anyway. Today, however, I only stand here as Feely, a dwarf who would offer you his heart. A complete hush had fallen over the room, which only made the sound of Ori's gasp even clearer as Feely reached into his pocket. He brought out the beads he had carved out of gemstones, spending hours upon hours on marking the beads with runes of protection and devotion. Amethysts were not the most precious stone, to be sure, but purple was the color of the Rhi, and such things could be far more precious than any expense. I have made you these beads with my own hand, have carved my very heart into them as surely as it beats in my chest. I speak only now, and never again, because whether you keep or cast aside my heart, I will never offer it to another. You are my one, and as surely as our ancestors have carved out these very halls, Mahal has forged me to love only you. Feely drew another breath, willing his voice to stay steady. Will you accept my courtship? Ori was quiet for a moment, and a small part of Feely almost feared the worst. The next moment, though, Ori rushed forward and grasped the beads as though they were the most precious treasure under the mountain. Feely was fairly sure all the cheering wasn't entirely proper, but at this point, he wasn't going to care. The end.